Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 37 of your new life. Today's title is Faithful Partners. Elizabeth George said, "Harmony is produced in ministry when everyone seeks to be a servant." The true character of ministry is a servant's heart. Our text today is Colossians 4, verses 7 through 9. "Tychicus will tell you all about my activities. He is a beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts. And with him Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They will tell you of everything that has taken place here." As Paul closes his letter to the church at Colossae, he mentions several faithful partners in ministry. We all need committed companions as we minister for Jesus Christ. Colossians 4, 7-8 indicates how encouraging Tychicus must have been to Paul. We all need people in our lives willing to say, "Get going, get moving, follow me, follow Christ, keep it up, you're doing a great job, don't lose heart." In verse 9, Paul mentions Onesimus and calls him both faithful and beloved. Onesimus was a native of Colossae. He was a slave who had run away from his master, who was also an elder in the church at Colossae named Philemon. Paul had led Onesimus to the Lord while Paul was in prison. Onesimus had become invaluable to Paul as a faithful partner in ministry. People all around you have the potential to do more and to be more with the help of faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. Your encouragement and faithfulness could be the fuel someone else needs to start a ministry or continue one. Obviously, our great and most powerful partner in ministry is Jesus Christ. Rusty Stevens, director for Navigators in Virginia Beach, Virginia, tells this story. "As I feverishly pushed the lawnmower around our yard, I wondered if I'd finish before dinner. Mikey, our six-year-old, walked up and, without even asking, stepped in front of me and placed his hands on the mower handle. Knowing that he wanted to help me, I quit pushing. The mower quickly slowed to a stop. Chuckling inwardly at his struggles, I resisted the urge to say, 'Get out of here, kid, you're in my way,' and said instead, 'Here, son, I'll help you.' As I resumed pushing, I bowed my back and leaned forward and walked spread leg to avoid colliding with Mikey. The grass cutting continued, but more slowly and less efficiently than before, because Mikey was helping me. Suddenly, tears came to my eyes as it hit me. This is the way my Heavenly Father allows me to help Him build His kingdom. I pictured my Heavenly Father at work seeking, saving, and transforming the lost, and there I was, with my weak hands, helping. My Father could do the work by Himself, but He doesn't. He chooses to stoop gracefully to allow me to co-labor with Him. Why? For my sake. Because He wants me to have the privilege of ministering with Him." Questions. Who in your life has been a faithful partner in ministry? Who are you serving and encouraging as a committed companion for Christ? In what ways do you see ministry as a privilege from God? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for allowing us to partner with you in ministry. I pray that as you send us partners, we would be grateful for them, and also show us how to be faithful partners to other ministers in your mission field. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.